Pastor Lee is no longer a stranger among us. He has visited us recently, and now he has, is back to visit us again. But once again, Pastor Lee is shepherding the Grace Chinese Christian Church in Outreach.
李牧师在 Outreach 的另外一个中国教会牧会。
And today we are honored to have him come here and serve us.
今天我们很荣幸又请到他来给我们讲道。
Pastor Lee.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace be with you.
恭祝各位这个中国新春这个春节平安喜乐。
Wishing you peace be with you for the Chinese New Year.
我们在开始之前，我们做一个简短祷告。
Let's bow down our head, pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢赞美主。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
求主与我们同在。
We ask you be with us.
你的灵谦卑我们。
Your spirit humble us.
赐给我们一颗受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
让我们尊主为大。
We honor you.
尊你的话语为大。
And we honor your words.
愿主今天早上你享受你众儿女们在你面前一切的敬拜。
May you enjoy all your children's worship.
这样感恩祷告，奉主的名祈求。
We give thanks to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
有些人，我们刚才这个在敬拜赞美的时候，这个我个人是这个感觉这个非常这个享受这个音乐的崇拜。
Just now during the worship, I really enjoy the music, the worship.
有些人认为这个音乐跟敬拜是密不可分。
Some people think music and worship are inseparable.
因此，使用什么样的风格的这种音乐至关的重要。
Therefore, what type of music to use is crucial.
如果你没有使用恰当的音乐，那么你就会在某种程度上限制一个信徒的敬拜。
They say if you don't use appropriate music, you're limiting the worship of the believers.
教会有些教会甚至因为敬拜中这个音乐的风格发生争论。
Some churches even get into arguments of what type of music to use.
因此，在有些人的心中，他们的基本想法就是音乐会产生敬拜。
So in some people's mind, they think music produce worship.
或者说音乐引发敬拜。
Or music lead to worship.
换句话说，如果你没有恰当的音乐风格，敬拜就不会发生。
In other words, if you do not use certain type of music, there is no worship.
如果音乐的曲调不是当代的，如果这个曲调不熟悉，那么编曲不能这个引起特定的这个人群的兴趣，那么他们就无法敬拜。
If the music is not contemporary, current, if does not fit certain type of people, it's not happening.
在很多流行的这个教会里面，音乐往往占这个主导地位。
In lots of modern churches, music dominates all.
这个音乐是又长又响，并且反复播放。
The music is loud and long and repeat itself.
这个实际上是一种把人们的感情和情绪引向敬拜的一个努力。
They try to draw people's emotions and feelings towards worship.
那么许多人这个认为音乐是敬拜的起源或者说源泉。
People believe that music is the source of worship.
他们错觉地认为某些音乐风格会产生敬拜。
They have this delusion that certain type of music will produce worship.
某些音调、某些曲调或者某些编曲会引发敬拜。
And certain tunes or certain arrangement elicit worship.
而其他的某种音乐风格则会以某种方式限制敬拜。
And the other type of music may limit worship in some ways.
这可能听起来很奇怪啊。
This may sound strange.
因为我本人从某种意义上也很喜欢听音乐。
Because I myself truly enjoy listening to music.
但音乐本身与敬拜无关。
But music itself has nothing to do with worship.
音乐不能产生敬拜。
Music cannot produce worship.
音乐不能引发敬拜。
It cannot inspire music.
音乐不是敬拜的起源。
Music is not the origin of worship.
让我换一种说法，音乐不是敬拜的开始。
Let me put it in another way that music is not the beginning of worship.
而是敬拜的结果。
It's the end product of worship.
我喜欢音乐。
I like music.
但我们可以不需要音乐来敬拜。
But we can worship without music.
我喜欢音乐。
I like music.
因为它确实丰富了我的敬拜。
It enriched my worship.
我也喜欢这个某些这个旋律，因为它们很美并且精致。
I like certain type of melody because they're beautiful and sophisticated.
我喜欢某些曲调或者某些编曲，但这些曲调和编曲在我的敬拜中只能起到了相当偶然的作用。
I like certain tune and certain arrangement, but they only play rather incidental role in my worship.
不管有没有音乐，不管是这个独特、轻快、优美、迷人的音乐，还是不那么优美、没有音乐的、没有那种音乐的这个音乐。
With or without music, whether it's unique, light, beautiful, charming, or with even without music.
我的敬拜都是从一个非常不同的源头开始的。
My worship comes from other places.
我的敬拜来自另一个地方。
From another source.
它的源头在哪里呢？
What is the origin of my worship?
这就是罗马书十二章一到第二节所告诉我们的。
This is what Romans 12, 1-2 told us.
音乐是我们献上自己的终点。
Music is the end of we put ourselves as sacrifice.
因此，当我们来到神的殿中，我们必须要首先献上自己。
Therefore, when we come to the temple of God, we first must offer ourselves.
然后后面的一切敬拜，包括音乐敬拜，才会被神悦纳。
Then all subsequent worship, even including music worship, will be accepted by God.
我们今天从这段经文，从四个方面，来这个探讨什么叫献上自己。
Today, through this passage from four aspects, we're going to talk about how to offer ourselves as sacrifice.
罗马书十二章一到第二节的中心思想就是基督徒必须要把自己当作活祭献给神。
The central ideas of Romans 12:1-2 is we as Christian must offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
因为我上次来这边跟各位弟兄姐妹分享过，所以我这个前面这个这个两点会更快一点。
Since last time I shared with you, so I'll briefly mention the first two aspects.
第一点，献上灵命。
First, offer your spiritual life.
这里有几个用词我们需要特别注意。
There's a couple words we must pay attention to.
第一个是弟兄们。
First, they said brothers.
保罗在这里称这个当时教会的这个弟兄姐妹们，弟兄们。
When Paul said to the church members and brothers.
弟兄们暗示保罗对一群已经信主的弟兄姐妹在讲话。
That means he is speaking to the believers.
换句话说，当一个信徒有了内在生命的突变之后，他才有可能向神献上别的祭物。
That means only when inner self is turned over by God, he can offer himself as sacrifice.
第二个用词就是劝。
The second exhort.
保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul said, I urge you by the mercy of God.
这个词的基本意思就是恳求来到某人身旁呼唤的意思。
The basic meaning of this word is to beg, to come someone to call.
这是一个带有温柔的动词。
This is a verb with tenderness.
保罗说他来到那些已经信主的朋友旁边，并且劝勉他们要进一步将自己献给神。
Paul said to those brothers who already believe in God,They exhort them to further dedicate themselves to God.
第三个用词就是慈悲。
Third word is mercy.
保罗接着说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul said, I urge you by the mercy of God.
保罗为什么以神的慈悲劝他们呢？
Why did Paul exhort by the mercy of God?
这意味着弟兄姐妹们已经体验过神的怜悯，并且对保罗这个所讲的能够感同身受。
That means the brothers already experienced God's mercy and can relate to what Paul said.
最后一个用词，所以。
The fourth word is therefore.
这个词也支持什么？保罗是在跟信徒讲话。
This word further support what Paul is talking to believers.
因为你已经经历了前面神在罗马书这个头十章这个所给予的这个慈悲。
Because you already experienced the first 10 chapter God's mercy.
所以你应该把自己献上，当作活祭。
Therefore, you ought to offer yourself as sacrifice.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当你重生得救之后
，Brother, sister, after you born again,
你已经在主面前献上了自己的灵命。
You already offered your spiritual life to God.
我简单的给各位看一个例子呀。
Now, I give you a simple example.
在以弗所书，我上次有稍微提过，2章5到6节。
In Ephesians, chapter 2:5-6.
他这里说：“当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。”
Made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved.
请各位注意这里三个跟一同有关的动词。
Pay attention to the three verbs.
第一个是一同活过来。
One is born alive again.
这个是指这个我们在这个罪上面与主一同钉死之后，然后与主一同活过来，一同有了新生命。
That means we died on the cross with Jesus, then born again.
然后这个第六节他又叫我们与基督一同复活。
And the verse 6 it said we raise again with Christ.
很显然中文这个翻译不够近耶。
It's not very clear in Chinese translation.
这个一同复活在原文就是一同被举起来的意思，一同被提升的意思呀。
In the original words, it means raised up again together.
一同活过来，然后一同举起来。
To be born again and to be raised up again.
最后什么？一同坐在天上。
And the last and sit in the heavenly rooms.
换句话说，当我们重生得救之后，我们有了一个第一次搬家。
That means after we're born again, we have our first moving.
我们的灵性从属地的领域，从属这个罪的领域，属魔鬼的领域，搬迁到什么？到了属神的有神同在的这个领域里面。
Our spiritual life from the earthly realm to the heavenly places.
这就是为什么当一个人信主之后，什么天国就在他心里面。
That's why the heaven is in your heart once you are born again.
所以，当我们信主重生之后，我们怎么已经把自己的灵性、灵命献给主了。
That's why after we were born again, we give our spiritual life to God.
好，我们来看第二个方面，献上身体。The
second area is offer your body.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
这个对我们每一个基督徒都非常重要。
It's important to every single one of us.
我也很快复习一下啊。Let's
review it again.
哦，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。And
here says, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship.
这节经文告诉我们很清楚，我们必须要把自己全然献给主。
This verse tells us we must present our bodies to God.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
这告诉我们每一个基督徒都是全职的侍奉者。
This tells every single Christian are full-time missionaries.
每一个基督徒都是全职的什么祭司。
A full-time
祭司 priest.
Priest.
对，只是这个你跟我的工种不一样，恩赐不一样。
You and I's gift are different.
牧者他的主要责任就是解释神的话语。
The pastor is to explain God's word.
但是无论如何，弟兄姐妹们跟牧者都是全职的祭司。
No matter pastor or lay people, we are all full-time priests.
所以将身体献上，意味着你跟我都是在神的国度里面全职的这个祭司。
Offer our body, that means we are all full-time priests.
我们首先来看献上的必要。
First, look at the necessary to offering your body.
这个献上是一个圣殿用语，并且它有降服、屈服以及奉献的意思。
This word means in the temple, it means to obey.
它也是利未人这个献祭所用的一个祭数用语。
Also, this is the people Levites to use in their techniques.
也就是把我们的身体当作一个真正的祭物。
Offer our body as a true item of a sacrifice.
神在这里想要的就是我们的身体。
God wants offering our bodies.
神已经得到了我们的灵魂。
God already have our souls.
或者说我们里面的人。
Our inner beings.
现在神要我们献上我们的身体。
And now he asks us to present our body as a living sacrifice.
换句话说，我们若不把自己的身体献上，那么我们的身体就会被用来去犯罪。
If we do not offer our body as a living sacrifice, our body will be used for sin.
这就是保罗在6章13节罗马所讲的，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具。
This is what Paul said in chapter 6:13. Do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin.
这也是为什么保罗在哥林多前书9章20几节, 大家都喜欢的这节经文说什么?
This is also Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
因此每一个弟兄姐妹们, 不管你在教会担任任何的这个职位, 你必须要将身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, brother, sister, no matter what role you play in the church, you must offer your body as living sacrifice.
下面我们来看一下献上的含义。
Now we are looking at the meaning of offering.
当我们将身体献上会发生什么事情?
If we offer our body, what happened?
第一个是这是一个活祭。
First is a living sacrifice.
这与旧约刚好相反, 旧约是将动物这个身体作为死祭献上。
This is exactly opposite from the Old Testament. In Old Testament, animal was killed as a dead sacrifice.
在新约神想要的是活祭。
In the New Testament, God wanted a living sacrifice.
这个活祭就是活着的意思。
So living sacrifice means is living.
顾名思义, 活祭就是活着的, 并且什么, 是永远的祭物。
It's alive and forever.
换句话说, 当我们一旦重生得救之后, 神要我们把我们的身体不断的什么, 永远的献在神的面前, 直到我们离开这个世界。
In other words, God wants us from that moment on, we offer our body continuously.
第二个是圣洁的祭。
The second is a holy sacrifice.
我们还记得在旧约这个献祭这个过程当中, 这个祭司所献上的动物什么都是没有污点和瑕疵的。
Remember in the Old Testament to offer an animal as sacrifice, the animal has to be spotless and blemishless.
它应该是最好的、最干净的、最纯洁的。
Must be the best, the purest.
所以当保罗说什么，当我们献上祭的时候, 我们就是向神献上了一份圣洁的祭物，一个没有瑕疵的祭物。
So when we offer the living sacrifice, we offer a sacrifice without blemish.
大家还记得这个图画呀? 当我们在生活中将身体献上的时候, 我们所做的一切什么都会达到神的宝座面前。
Remember this picture. Everything we do as a living sacrifice, we rise up to God.
第四, 理所当然的祭。
Fourth, this is a first proper sacrifice.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
This is your proper service.
这里这个侍奉啊, 在这个七十四一本里面, 用于根据这个立位这个律法对神的崇拜。
This is the use as the Levites use their laws to worship God.
在这里它仍然是什么, 崇拜的意思。
Over here it also means worship.
换句话说我们带着祭物来敬拜神。
We bring a sacrifice to come to worship God.
我们带着什么样的祭物到神面前呢?
What do we bring?
是被玷污的祭,死祭吗?
It's a dead sacrifice?
当然不是的。
It's not.
神要求他只接受圣洁的祭物。
God only accepts the holy and the pure one.
所以我们要将身体献上。
So we offer our body.
这样才是一个圣洁的祭物。
It's a holy sacrifice.
才是一个理所当然的祭物。
It's a proper sacrifice.
那理所当然就是合乎逻辑和合理的意思。
According to logic.
我们这个英文单词逻辑啊, 这个就是从这个词来的。
The English word logic come from it.
它是合乎理性的, 合乎这个逻辑的。
It's a proper and according to logic.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为信徒的旧生命已然死亡。
Because the believer's old life is dead.
他有了一个全新的新生命。
It's a brand new life coming.
罗马书6章第6节说, 因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪生灭绝, 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
In Romans 6, it tells, no, we no longer become the servant of sin.
这些经文告诉我们, 因为我们的旧生命已然死亡, 所以我们这个被罪咒诅的身体已经成了一个无效的, 可以不能随意去犯罪的一个器皿。
So this verse tells us that our old life has dead, our sin cursed body have become invalid.
那么我们这个被罪咒诅的身体在什么地方变得无效呢?
What when and it become invalid?
罗马书6章13节告诉我们, 倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神, 并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Romans 6:13 it says, but present yourself to God as those who has been brought back to life from the dead.
我很快用通俗的话讲一下啊，所以当我们信主重生之后啊，我们的灵性已经圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Use a easier to understand word. After we're born again, our spiritual life is have no no sin, no blemish.
我们的灵性已经到了天上了。Our
spiritual life already ascend to heaven.
这就是保罗所说的所谓里面的人。This
is Paul mentioned the inner being.
但是我们外面的身体啊，仍然被罪咒诅。But
our outside body is still sin cursed.
他永远有这个倾向要去犯罪。It's
a tendency to sin.
但是当我们将身体献上的时候呢，When
we offer our body,
这个罪的咒诅在我们身上啊就变得没有效力。So
the curse to our body is no longer valid.
所以当我们将身体献上的时候啊，我们这个所献的什么，在神面前就是全然圣洁的。So
when we offer our body now, it's completely pure and holy in front of God.
这就是为什么使徒约翰在约翰一书2章第1节说什么：“我小子们呐。” 我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。That's
why the Paul said, "I told you this so you no longer sin."
因此，真正的崇拜就是这里所说的把身体献上，当作活祭献给神。So
the true worship is to present our body as living sacrifice.
这是神想要的。This
is what God wants.
基督徒把自己什么当作活祭献出，首先是献出他的灵命，然后是他的身体。
This is why a Christian offer our spiritual life, then our body.
每一个基督徒都是全职的祭司。All
of our Christians are full-time priests.
每一个基督徒都是旧约所谓的拿细耳人。All
the Christians are the Old Testament's Nazarite.
因为时间的关系，我就举一个例子。Let
me give one example.
大家都很熟悉这个参孙这个故事啊。Everybody
familiar with the story of Samson.
这个在四世纪13章第5节，耶和华的使者向参孙的母亲说：“你必怀孕，生一个儿子，不要用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细耳人，他必起手拯救以色列人，脱离非利士人的手。”In
the Old Testament Judges 13:5, it said, "You will, you told the God told Samson's mom, you will become pregnant." A son whose head is never to be touched by a razor because the boy is to be a Nazarite.
那我请各位参孙是来自哪里？
We ask you, where Samson come from?
他是来自利未支派吗？
Does he come from the tribe of Levites?
不是的。
No.
他是一个来自什么？如果我没猜错，应该是来自便雅悯族的啊。但我有可能错了。If
I was not mistaken, he came from the tribe of Benjamin.
重点是他不是来自利未族。Important
is he's not a Levi.
但是什么？他在这里做拿细耳人。But
he was called to be a Nazarite.
到了新约的时候。In
the Old New Testament.
每一个基督徒都是什么？拿细耳人。All
Christians are Nazarite.
我们都应该将自己全然献上。We
should all offer ourselves completely.
不管你是牧者还是非牧者。
No matter you're a pastor or a lay Christian.
那么下面一个问题我们就会产生。Then
we have a question come up.
我如何将自己献上呢？
How do we offer ourselves completely?
我如何将自己将全身献上呢？
How do our offer ourselves inside and out?
下面我们来看第三个要点。Let's
look at the third importance.
献上我们的思想。Offer
our thoughts.
基督徒必须把自己的思想、思维、心意献给神。Christian
must offer our mind, our thoughts to God.
第二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。Verse
2 it said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind."
在这里，保罗告诉我们，一个基督徒能够把自己的身体献给神的一个最基本的关键。 就是确保你的心意已经更新了。So
over here, Paul said is a crucial important is we must offer our mind.
我们的心意必须要得到更新。Our
mind must be renewed.
你知道我们里面的人，这个也就是新生命这个新天性和外面的人这个人性啊，在思想在思维这个领域里面接轨。The
inner being and the outside we connect through the mind.
换句话说，我里面的新生命始终想着什么？渴慕神的事情。
Our inside being we long for God's words.
我们这个肉体啊，始终想着什么？怎么样可以成功？这个满足肉体的需要。
Our outside flesh is really thinking about how to be successful.
这两种思维什么就在我们的大脑里面什么接轨。
So are these two thoughts collided in our brain?
所以保罗说你要心意更新而变化。
Therefore, Paul said you must renew your mind.
外面人的思想必须被里面的思想更新。
Then the outer, the mind of the outer man must be renewed by the mind of the inner being.
我们从两个角度来思想这节经文。
We have to look at it in two aspects.
第一个消极的角度。
One is a negative aspect.
保罗首先这个从消极的角度告诉我们，不要效法这个世界。
Paul first started from the negative aspect, said, "Do not be conformed to this world."
这个单词，这个圣经里有很多单词描绘这个世界啊。
There's many words in the Bible to describe this world.
这里这个世界这个 ion 啊，不是指一个邪恶的系统。
It does not mean the evil system.
它是指这个世代的潮流。
It mentioned the trend of this world.
它是指一个这个堕落的这个世代。
It's about this world is corrupted.
充满人的这个哲学的时代。It's
full of a human's logic.
魔鬼这个黑手啊，一直在其中，要把这个世界什么带向完全与神敌对的一个地步。The
evil hands of the devil is pulling this world away from God.
实际上，约翰一书这个5章4节说，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
So John 5:19 said the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
从人的角度，这个世界变得越来越光亮、鲜亮。
It from man's eyes, the world is getting improving and better.
我们从2024年这个奥运开幕仪式啊，可以清楚地看到这一点。
We can clearly see from the 2024 Olympic opening ceremony.
世界的潮流跟几十年前是完全不一样。
The trend of this world is very different from the past.
这个效法这个词啊，就是被塑造或者被适应的意思。To
conform means to get a fit in.
它前面又加了一个介系词来让这个动词更强化。It
uses a preposition and a verb.
所以它字面的意思就是模仿一个明确的模型。It
literally means to intimidate us, imitate a special model.
我们这个世界的潮流什么是非常清楚的。
So what is the trend of this world? It's very clear.
用约翰一书的话就是说，这个肉体的情欲，追求肉体的情欲，追求眼目的情欲，追求今生的骄傲，这个模型非常清楚呀。So
from the John first, you can see the desire of this flesh and the pride of this world.
因此，这个不要效法这个世界这个字面的意思，就是一点也不要让自己被这个邪恶的世代、邪恶的这个潮流啊，这个。 被塑造或者说被适应。So
do not conform to this world. It means do not imitate this world, and do not go along with it.
不要戴上这个世俗的面具，好像你属于这个世界一样。Do
not put a worldly mask as if you belong to it.
因为你不属于这个世界。Because
you do not.
你属于神。You
belong to God.
你在灵性上已经搬了家。Because
your spiritual life already moved.
很遗憾的是，很多基督徒已经被转入这个世界中。
But it's unfortunately many Christians already stuck in this world.
我们想穿他们穿的衣服。We
want to wear their fashion.
我们想追求这个世界想要追求的东西。We
want to chase after what they're.
我们甚至想要成为这个堕落邪恶世界的一部分。We
wanted to become a part of this falling evil world.
我们想要享受他们的娱乐。We
want to enjoy their entertainment.
我们想要跟上这个世代的潮流。We
want to keep up with the trend of this age.
第二个积极的角度。
Second, from the positive perspective.
保罗说，只要心意更新而变化。Paul
said, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
这个变化就是改变你的外表来匹配你的内在。Transfiguration
is to change your outward appearance to match your inward appearance.
大家记不记得主耶稣登山变相的故事？
Do you remember the transfiguration of Christ?
在马太福音17:2节，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。In
Matthew 17:2 says, "As he transfigured before them, and his face shined like the sun, and his garments became white as the light."
我们看到主耶稣变了形。
Jesus was transfigured.
变了质。
and trans a substance.
也就是他的外表被改造成和他的内在完全一样。
And his outward appearance changed, aligned with the inside appearance.
他就是那位道成肉身的神。
He was the Word become flesh.
而他的肉身在瞬间改变中展现了他内在的神性。
And his flesh has transformed instantly to reveal his inward reality.
因此，我们的外表必须要不断的被改变。
So therefore, our outward appearance must be continually be transformed.
来匹配我们内在生命的这个属性。
To match the inward attribute of our life.
这个动词在这里是一个被动语态。
This present word, a verb, is a passive voice.
也是个命令语气。
As imperative mood.
他说：“不要让我们效法这个世界。”
He said, "Do not be conformed to this world."
而要让自己不断的被改变。
But continually to change ourselves.
被谁改变？
Changed by whom?
被圣灵。
By Holy Spirit.
哥林多后书3:18告诉我们，圣灵的工作促使我们从一个荣耀的层次改变到另一个荣耀的层次。
In 2 Corinthians 3:18, tell us that it is the work, the Holy Spirit, that causes us to transform.
使我们更像基督。
From one level of glory to another, make us more like Christ.
你怎么做到的呢？
How do you do that?
通过什么的更新呢？
By what you can renew like that?
我们怎么样从一个荣耀改变到另外一个荣耀？
How do we change from one appearance to another?
心意更新。
Renewing your mind.
这个心意在原文就是这个思想的意思。
The mind is your thoughts.
这里的更新就是重新装潢、重建的意思。
This by renewing means rebuild.
心意更新就是思想的重建。
It's rebuild your mind.
我们如何能够重建我们的思想呢？
How do we do that?
大卫说什么？我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
David said, "I hide your words in my heart, so I do not sin against you."
所以心意更新的钥匙是什么呢？
So what's the key of renewing your mind?
神的话语。
God's words.
这是我们一个老生常谈、这个简单而深刻的真理。
This we often mention, but this is a simple truth.
保罗在哥罗西书3:17说：“穿上了新人，这新人在知识上什么渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。”So
in the Galatians 3:10, Paul mentioned we continue to renew ourselves and to be more like Christ.
这就是为什么基督徒要常常读经、常常祷告。That's
why a Christian must read God's word continuously and often pray.
这就是为什么基督徒必须要参加主日学，参加这个各种各样这个让你在圣经知识上能够更充分了解的这种聚会。That's
why a Christian must attend the meeting to renew our mind, continue to grow.
保罗在哥罗西书3:16命令我们说什么？当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。In
Paul's Galatians. Told us, use all wisdom to continue put God's truth in our heart.
所以心意更新就是意味着被神的话语充满，并且被神的话语控制的意思。Renew
our heart, that means controlled by God's word.
我们在这里或许可以试想一下。Let's
think.
我们花在神话语上的时间有多少呢？
How much time you spend on God's word?
我们有没有常常思念上面的事情呢？
Do we often think of heavenly things?
我的意思是，当我们生活中发生一些事情的时候，你是否常常思念上面的事情？
What I mean is, when things happen in your life, have you thought heavenly realms?
当你事情发生的时候，你的反应是否合乎圣经？
When things happen, is your response, does this according to the Bible?
当这个不好事情发生的时候，我们是不是让自己肉体的这个情欲，这个顺着这个轨道向前走？
When bad things happen to us, do we follow the world and follow God's word?
因此，心意更新可以更容易把我们的身体献给神。Therefore,
renewing your mind enable us to offer our body.
心意更新是我们把身体献给神的必要步骤。Renew
our mind is the crucial steps we offer ourselves as sacrifice.
马丁路德在16世纪出现。
Martin Luther is in the 16th century.
并且成功的攻击了天主教这种异端和亵渎的一个机构。
He actually successfully defeated the Catholics' false belief.
在路德为自己辩护的时候,
When he defined himself,
他向沃尔姆斯国会,
and his words to dieted warm,
他自己说的话触动了他的心,
what he said touched his heart.
他说, 我的良心被神的话语所俘虏,
he said, my conscience is captured by the word of God.
他发现长期以来，这个神的话语与圣女主义相悖。
He find that the word of God contradicted the sacramentalism.
换句话说，从主后500年一直到马丁路德1500年那个整个这个大概有1000年的时间，什么？这个罗马天主教什么？以圣女主义做他们这个整个这个系统，靠这个来得到救恩。
So after Christ 500 years until Martin Luther's 1500 over 1000 years, the Catholic Church have expanded the sacramentalism.
但是马丁路德说什么？我的良心被神的话语所俘虏。
But what he said, my conscience is captured by God's words.
我盼望这句话成为我们每一个人的一个向往。
I hope these words become your longing.
我们必须要在神的话语上下功夫。
We must spend time on God's word.
这样才会导致心意更新而变化。Only
by so you can renew your mind.
只有心意更新而变化，才会导致将身体献上，当作活祭。Only
by doing so you renew your mind, you can offer your body.
下面我们来看最后一点。
Let's see the last.
那说实话，这个当你信主一阵子之后。After
you become Christian for a while.
或者当你成为老基督徒之后，像我这样的啊，After
I become an older Christian，
信主将近40年了。I'm
already become a Christian 40 years。
我发现这个将身体献上中间一个最大的难题。I
find there's a difficult aspect to offer your body。
你们中间可能信主稍微久的人可能跟我同意啊，我们这个问题不是不明白神的话语。As
you experienced a Christian, you identify with me. It's not we disagree with God。
我们的问题是什么
？What is our problem？
我们的问题是什么？我们已经明白神的话语。We
understand God's words.
我们已经明白神要我们做什么。We
know what He wants us to do.
但是我们在意愿上很难降服。But
in our will, we're not obedient.
我们挣扎呀。We
struggle.
神要我向东走。God
wants us to go to the east.
我的肉体要向西走呀。My
flesh wants to go to the west.
挣扎一次又一次的失败。We
struggle, we fail.
所以我们最来到最后一点，献上这个意志呀。
So the last is to offer our will.
这点是整个将身体献上重要的一个最基础的、最至关重要的一点。This
is the most important and fundamental item.
罗马书12章2节最后说：“叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。”And
Romans 12 it said that you can know what is the pure God's will.
如果你把中间所有的形容词全部去掉的话，它最后就是叫你们查验何为神的旨意。
So you can examine what's God's will.
查验就是检验，通过试验证明的意思。To
examine, to test.
通过检验证明什么是神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。To
examine and to testify what is God's pure and good will.
这个善良当然就是指内在美好的意思，跟神有关。It
means a pure and good related to God.
这个纯全就是指完美的意思。
The pure means a complete.
换句话说，神的旨意是什么？是美好的，并且是完美的。God
will is good and complete.
换句话说，当我们将灵魂、将身体、将思想献给神的这个时候啊，我们会赞同神的善良、可接受和完美的旨意。In
other words, if we offer our spiritual life, our body, our will, our mind. We will align and agree with God's will is good for us.
我们在神面前会坦然说：“神啊，我赞同你的意志。”We
will in front of Him, yes, Lord, I agree with Your will.
你的意志才是善良并且完美的。Your
will is good and complete.
我愿意放弃我的意志。I
am willing to give up my will.
因此，这节经文告诉我们，这里最终要求我们要放弃自己的意志或者意愿。
So this means we, in the end, we must give up our own will.
请我们特别注意这个最后一个单词叫旨意啊。The
last word is the order.
旨意在原话就是意志或者说意愿的意思。
It means the will.
神的这个意愿，神的这个意志。
God's will, God's command.
这个是跟我们基督徒在生活中什么最后一步极其的重要。
This is important to our Christian life.
当神要我们向东走的时候，我自己的这个肉体的意思要向西走，在这个时候，我必须要放弃自己的意愿。
When God has to go to the east, our flesh drawn us to the west, we must give up our own will.
我们必须要屈服于神的这个意志。
We must be obedient to His will.
那么这个意志也是用在主耶稣自己的身上啊。
This is also you can see example in Christ's life.
它是与一个人的意愿、意志或者说抉择有关。
It's a person's willingness, will, or decision.
那么主耶稣在克西马利园祷告的时候说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me." Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
这里要什么什么意思，在原文就是想要的意思，并且跟一个人的意志有关。
So the word will here means to what? It has to do one's will.
换句话说，主耶稣知道父神要他上十字架。
In other words, Jesus know that God want him to sacrifice on the cross.
但是他的肉体不愿意。
But his own flesh is not willing.
因此他祷告说。
Therefore he prayed.
我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。这是肉体的意思呀。
And his flesh said, "My father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me."
然而，不要照我的意思，不要照我肉体的意思，只要照你的意思。
Nevertheless, but not my will, but your will.
主耶稣很显然明白神的旨意，是神的意思。
So it's apparently Jesus understand God's will.
他这里最大的挑战就是意志上或者是意愿上的挑战。
Biggest challenge is the will.
那么，这个单词也出现在《哥林多前书》七章三十七节。
This word also appears in 1 Corinthians 7:37.
这里说，倘若人心里坚定，没有不得已的事，并且由得自己做主，心里又决定留下女儿不出嫁，如此行也好。
It says, if a man is determined in his heart, not being constrained.That has resolved in his own mind to leave his daughter unmarried. It is well with him to do so.
由得自己做主啊，在原文就是有权决定自己意志的意思。
The words "well to me to do" is one can decide one's own will.
所以这里这个意志啊，就是跟我们的个人的意愿和抉择有关。
This is related to our own will and decision.
我相信我们信主这个比较久的这个基督徒都可以认同。
I know you all can agree as an older Christian.
很多时候我们不是什么不知道神的旨意，所以去犯罪。
It's not because we don't know God's will to sin.
很多时候我们是知道神的旨意。
We know God's will.
但是我们在意愿上挣扎。
But we struggle in the will.
最终因为信心的不足什么，我们失败了。
Because we don't have that strong faith, we fail.
所以这里我们看到什么？一个基督徒将身体献上这个整个过程。
So here we can see offering your body is a journey.
当我们刚刚信主的时候
，When we first became Christian,
我们最大的挑战就是不明白神的旨意是什么。
Our first challenge is we do not understand God's will.
所以我们要读经，要祷告。
So we have to read God's word and pray.
要参加聚会。
To attend worship.
要参加主日学。
To attend Sunday schools.
要参加各种各样圣经的培训。
And go all kinds of training in God's word.
这样我们可以心意更新而变化。
Therefore, we can renew our mind.
然后我们要学习交托耶。
Then we have to learn to give up our will.
在明白神的旨意下，这个前提下面。
After we understand God's will.
我们怎么样可以在意志上，在意愿上什么放弃肉体的意思
？So therefore we can give up our will, give up our decision.
神的意思下面。
To obedience to God's will.
所以保罗在这里劝勉每一个信徒说：“你们要把自己的灵魂、身体、思想和意志都献给我们的主。”
So Paul is saying a man is determined in his heart, has no compassion, and has a right to decide what is unwanted, has decided in his heart that he will.
下面我想用一个最后的故事，作为今天的结束呀。
So I'll use a last story to end today's passage.
列王记下记的第四章记载了一位苏念夫人对先知以利沙的印象。
In the king, in the Second Kings, talk about the story about Elijah.
实际上，这个故事是来自尼弗森的所写作的这个里面的故事呀。
From where? Watchman Lee?
不是演过什么名字。
This story come from Watchman Lee's story?
那么这位夫人虽然对伊丽莎不是那么熟悉。
The Sumat woman do not familiar with Elisha.
但她在4章第9节对她的丈夫说什么？我看出那常从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人。
In the chapter 4 and 9, he said to his husband, her husband, I perceive that this man who keeps passing by us is a holy man of God.
这位妇人仅仅从先知以利沙的经过就能观察到一些不寻常的东西。
Just from Elisha passing by, she sees something very unique.
人们对你我有什么感觉呢？
How does people have impression of you and me?
我们有没有通过将身体、将全人献上当作活祭，以致我们周遭的人什么，在他们身边留下深刻的印象呢？
Have we offered ourselves completely to God as a living sacrifice? Therefore, people around us see the difference.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
爱我们的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们愿意将身体献上当作活祭。
We are willing to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
主啊，我们中间。 很多有刚刚信主的弟兄姐妹们
，So there are amongst us a new believers.
求你帮助我们
，Please help us.
能够在你的话语上， 更能够明白
，So we can understand your words.
更能够清楚
，Clearly understand.
更能够通过这个传记，通过这个主日学，通过这个查经，能够来知道你的话语的奥妙
，So we can discover the truth of your words through fellowship. Through worship and through Bible study,
也求主更进一步帮助我们在学习，在这个意愿上这个交托
，and continue to help us that we'll be able to lay down our will in front of you.
让我们在明白你的旨意之后，我们正是学习什么舍己
，after we understand your will, we learn to be able to sacrifice ourselves.
能够学习这个攻克己身
，and to be obedient.
进而我们可以将全人献在你的脚前。Therefore,
we can offer completely in front of you.
进而我们可以在周遭的人身边留下深刻的印象。Therefore,
we can use a big difference and impression to people around us.
主啊，这个世代越来越邪恶。This
world had turned away from you and become evil.
求你帮助我们每一个基督徒。Help
all of us.
在这个地上当作明灯为你照耀。So
we can be the light. A beacon in this world for you.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主的名祈求。
We give thanks. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在有。